Who is the president of this club? Mr. Sharma is the president of this club. Who was your school teacher? Mr. Gupta was my school teacher. Who won the match? India won the match. Who moved my book? The sweeper moved your book. Who broke this window? Sushil broke this window. Who will get the highest marks? I think Sanjeev will get the highest marks. Now, in all of these sentences, we have made questions using who. And if you look carefully, you would realize that in all of these sentences, the information about the doer of an action was missing. And by asking the question, we wanted to find out who the doer of the action is. Let's take some more examples. Who prepared this report? Praveen prepared this report. Who found the keys? Sanjeev found the keys. Who called me yesterday? Sushil called you yesterday. Who lives in this house? The Guptas live in this house. Who will visit me tomorrow? Sushil will visit you tomorrow. Who wants to come to the market? Sudhir wants to come to the market. So these were the examples of questions where the name of the doer of the action is missing. So whenever you want to ask a question where you basically want to know the name of the doer of the action, you use who. Let's close with a couple more examples. Who invented the electric bulb? Who was the first man on the moon? Who was the first prime minister of India? Who knocked at my door? Who is your favorite singer? Who is the current captain of Indian cricket team?